What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
It is indeed. Now, at some time or other, you'll have been given a present that's, well, perhaps not to your taste. But you smile and say it's fab and thanks so much. What do you do, though, when you've got a family member who always gives gifts that miss the mark? Mark, in fact, is the name of the person who wrote to us, and this is his dilemma. We have a niece by marriage, he says, who is kind and generous. Too generous. On every gift-giving occasion, she gives beautiful gifts of high-quality imported clothing. The stuff is amazing, usually just a little on the small side, and of course, unreturnable. We don't need the clothes and are finding that we usually can't even wear them. So Mark asks, how can we address this situation without causing offence and hurting her irreparably? So, have you had a gift-giving dilemma in your own family or with friends? However inappropriate, do you graciously accept whatever gift you've been given? Then again, have you ever told someone you don't want the present they've given you? You can post on the Life Matters Facebook page. And with me to unwrap this dilemma, Talia Olitia from ABC Radio in Hobart. Hi, Talia.
Hello, Amanda. Luckily, I am an excellent gift giver, so I've never had the problem of giving a gift that was not replicated in the way that I intended, but I have been a receiver of gifts that have perhaps not hit the mark like Mark's gifts. So I have some thoughts.
Okay. And Michael McKenzie's gifting himself to us on this one too.
Yes, hello. I've received some of Talia's gifts. She may think she's great at it, but we can talk about that later.
Well, Talia, as some introductory thoughts, why is the giving and receiving of gifts such a fraught and tricky business?
It's really problematic because as the gift giver, you don't want to give a gift that the person's going to hate. That's not your intention. Your intention right from the start is you put your heart in a gift, not your wallet. That's my theory, but sometimes the wallet does help appreciate a gift a bit more. But you're putting a lot of thought into it because you're trying to give something that the other person will like. And so when then you're on the other end and you're receiving this present that this person has thoughtfully and lovingly picked out and you've just gone, you know what? My beanie baby's days were like 10 years ago. I've passed on. But how do you respond in a way that says, thank you, because I appreciate the thought you put into it, just not the material, physical thing in front of me that I'm probably going to hide in a cupboard for a while.
Is it the thought that counts? Now, with Mark's dilemma, let's just tackle his point that these gifts are expensive, you know, by implication, more extravagant than the gifts usually passed around in Mark's family. Just leaving for a moment that they are unwanted and mostly unwearable. How, Michael, how do you handle the scenario where someone always gives more expensive or even much cheaper prezzies than everyone else?
Yes, price and equity is often a very fraught subject when it comes to the transaction of gifts, particularly when the gift giver is a member of the family as opposed to a friend or someone outside the immediate core of who you hold dear, you know?
So it's group gift giving situations,
yes,
where there can be this imbalance.
And it's going to be more regular and there's going to be onlookers. So it's not just between one-on-one it's other people watching that transaction occur. Mm. So,
and I think the problem too is you don't know how much the gift is, like in terms of worth, if you're going to put a monetary value on it, is that if the gift giver is giving you a gift and going, oh, I spent hundreds of dollars on this, then the importance that I think they're placing on it is that it's expensive. So if Mark just knows that the gifts are expensive, but the gift giver isn't saying that they're expensive, I think that that changes the dynamic too, because it might just be to them throwing $100 on a gift doesn't mean anything. But for someone else, that might be more significant and therefore they might approach it in a different way.
And the fact that the person inside this family by marriage thinks they know the family so well that they're providing clothing as a gift, high quality, expensive clothing, says that this person, he or she, it's a niece, isn't it?
Mm.
By marriage.
Yeah.
That she feels like she has a special insight into what these people require.
Well, I mean, but then Talia, is part of the problem, and I know I do this too, that Mark and his family do seem to be giving the niece the impression that they like these gifts.
Exactly.
You know, they are trying to be gracious. Mm. Gracious, is that exacerbating the problem?
Because that's probably how it all started, is the niece bought this expensive T-shirt, let's just say, a nice shirt. She's given it to her uncle and he has responded in a way that's gone, oh my God, this is the holy grail of all gifts I could have ever wanted. It's the material's amazing. Exactly. It feels so soft. He's given the impression that she's gone, okay, next time, Christmas, birthdays, he's getting like this same gift over and over because I'm on a winner right now.
Yeah, she's heaved a sigh of relief because she knows exactly what that was.
And yes, Michael, you'd think that the niece might notice that Mark never wears the clothes she gives him.
Well, this is the vexing issue. And I mean, this is what some people on Facebook have raised as well. Surely they notice when her gifts aren't actually, you know, worn. But maybe, I'm trying to surmise here, but maybe she's part of the family as a niece, but maybe she only turns up for family gatherings. So she doesn't expect always to see that gift being worn.
It's interesting.
Because he does have an option that is very passive-aggressive, and I'll put it out there, very passive-aggressively way to deal with it. Because the clothes are too small, the next family gathering, he could put on the shirt that obviously does not fit him, does not suit him, and then have everyone murmur going, oh, that's not a good fit. And she could sit there going, oh, no, I gave that to him. Oh, no, I don't know his sizes. Oh, my God, don't get his clothes anymore because it's not his style.
Or maybe, the niece is deliberately giving clothes too small as a hint to Mark that he needs to drop a clothing size.
That would make the conversation a lot easier, though, because then I feel like you've both got level ground to be, like, all on.
Talia, do you reckon there's something to pick up on, too, that this is a niece by marriage? So this is not someone who's grown up with the conventions and values of this family?
I was very quick to point out that Mark, like, stated in that problem that she is a niece by marriage, because I think that is in Mark's subconscious saying, I am maybe a little more accepting to kind of throw it out in a not a harsher way than he would a blood relative, but just in a way that says, I don't know, like, it's just a different thing, because he's like, you don't want to make your Christmases and Easter family gatherings awkward afterwards. But I feel like by him saying by marriage, maybe it's a way that he can go, oh, I'm not going to need a kidney from you later down the line. Like, we're probably not a blood match. Like, it's all going to be all right. So alternatively, maybe what he could do is maybe mention it to the in-law that he is related to be like, hey, what has she been giving you? That's interesting. And maybe tackling it. Not in a family, you know, it's not a blood war or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to start. But just maybe he is a little bit more open to a bit more of a blunt approach to the situation.
Well, can I weave into this conversation some of the analysis from Facebook? Always a good place to find factual information. And in this case, it's a great stuff for Modern Dilemma, because Anna says, smile, thank them, wait a few months and then donate to the op shop. But again, this is that thing about she's niece by marriage. You know, she might want to see evidence at some stage. Michael says, tell them you've become a nudist. Ishtar says, and he's written out a whole conversation here. You say, quote, hey, insert person here, I love clothing item, but it's not really my size. I can't wear and appreciate these clothes the way they deserve to be treated if they don't fit me. My clothing size is blah, and my measurements are yada, yada, yada. If you're still interested in getting things for me, it means a lot to me that you think of me so much to get me clothes this nice.
But then on the same point, you're like, I'm not your tailor. I'm not going to be out there, you know, with a measuring tape in store. I understand that, but, like, you know, sometimes people, you try and be helpful by actually giving too much information that it then becomes quite an aggressive way to approach it. But
hang on. I mean, this person, niece by marriage, is obviously investing a lot of time and effort and money in getting exclusively high quality clothes for these people.
But then maybe
surely she'd appreciate
not.
That.
Maybe she's re-gifting. That's why they don't fit.
This is what I want to get onto. I hadn't thought about that maybe she's re-gifting, but I do want your views on re-gifting, because that's a possibility. Mark tells us that, you know, these are unreturnable items because they're
from overseas.
She's apparently getting them from overseas. I don't know. Anyway,
maybe she's getting them on eBay.
Well, who knows? But look, with re-gifting, I mean, I've had the situation where someone has actually given to me a gift that I, on a previous occasion, gave to them. You know, and it seems to me that if you're going to get into re-gifting, you need to keep a little log of who's given you what. Tali, what's your view on re-gifting?
I personally don't, but that's because I'm a very lazy person and I barely do returns of the things that I buy myself and need to take back. But every time I do give a gift, I always explicitly say, I have the receipt if you don't like it. And I think that that opens the door to say, hey, I don't like it. Can I please have the receipt to swap it over? Because the other option in saying that I have the receipt if you'd like to swap it is that the person upon opening the present, because I say it before they've opened it, they can open it, they can go, oh, I really don't like this. And then they can make up an excuse in their head that goes, oh, I've actually already got this DVD, or I've got something similar, or I was hoping for this. And they already know that that is an option to take forward. But yeah, I think re-gift, I think it's also, I live in Hobart. Hobart is a very small place. If I started re-gifting people's presents, you would not hear the end of it. I would have no marital options for the rest of my life.
Michael, what's your view on? Are you a re-gifter?
You can only re-gift across the Bass Strait. I think that's it's important that you do it on the mainland. Look, my issue, I don't have a problem with re-gifting at all. And I've both received gifts I've given before and done the same myself. So it's happened a few times and it's laughable. I have to say, though, that I think Talia is saying, hey, look, I've got the receipt. If you don't like it, take it back. I think that just puts all the responsibility on the receiver and they still feel guilty about the even approaching that as an option. I just think that's a cop-out, Talia. I just say boo. Yeah,
I think it's just like you're down here in Hobart, aren't you? They would be fighting words.
I know.
The other thing you mentioned, Talia, is eBay. What about if Mark and his family just sell these clothes on eBay?
I'm just saying, if he's open to that. I think that the thing is,
what if she sees Mark,
there's a lot of things on eBay. She won't. The internet, it's vast and you won't find it. I think the problem is like, obviously, either Mark has to ask himself, does he want a niece who gives good presents to him? Does he want to make money from the presents, or does he just want to leave it? Because I think that's it. If he wants actually going, oh, I'm not going to use this, but I could make some dollars out of it, then eBay, go for it. And if he's happy and he can live that life, then that's fine with him. But if he actually wants to say, because he was very quick to point out that she is kind and she is generous, and I'm sure that that's not just in her gift giving. I'm sure that that's as a person who she is. So I feel that eBay would be very, like, it might not even be something that he's contemplating if he doesn't really care for the gift or the money. It's just the thought that's behind it. But he just wants to receive presents that he reciprocates as much as she thinks he will when she buys them for him.
Or, well, Tali, you know, I reckon there's a fourth option too, and that is gently tell her the truth and just say, you know, I just wanted to say we've loved these gifts and they've been such high quality and we really appreciate them, but they've all been a bit small. You've been very complimentary in thinking we're smaller than we are, but we're not that small and we'd love to keep having them, but can you just go up a size or two, please?
But that's the problem. That's the easy solution, that if all adults did that, there would be no dilemmas in life if everyone just had open and honest conversations all the time.
Yes, that's mature adult behaviour. Well, all right,
this
Talia.
This conversation would have ended like 10 minutes ago.
How about Talia, you do decide to talk to this family member to try to dissuade her from giving you these beautiful expensive clothes that you don't want and don't fit you. What are you going to say?
Oh, probably going to go hide in a corner and just wear the clothes. I think that is about being open and honest and just saying...
Hold on. Let's play with this a bit more because one of the Facebookers did say, you know, become a nudist.
I mean, that's one way to address it. Invite her over. You're completely naked. Just see who blinks first and walks out of the room. No, I think what you do need to say, if it is a problem that you are concerned about, if you're concerned that she's spending money on something that you don't like, then having a conversation with her that just says, I appreciate all the gifts that you have given me up to this date, but to be honest now, I don't need presents. If you don't need presents, just say that. I don't need gifts. I'm trying to declutter my life, kind of thing. Just saying that your presence in my life is enough of a present for me, as corny as that sounds, I know. And just saying it that way.
All right.
And then just, yeah.
All right. So, Mark, short of becoming a nudist, there are a few other options for how to dissuade or manipulate or be nice to your niece about the expensive gifts that she's giving you that you can't use, don't want. And that comes from Talia Alitia from ABC Radio in Hobart and our own Michael McKenzie. Talia, it's a gift to have you join us here in Life Matters. Thank you.
Thank you. I told you I was a good gift giver.
There you go. And Mark, thank you for contributing your modern dilemma. I reckon we've probably all had that kind of tricky situation. Do please let us know if you're also having your own kind of ethical quandary that you'd like to share with us for discussion in the modern dilemma. If there's a tricky situation causing you consternation, email it to us, lifematters@abc.net.au.